And I have built one business up to global scale, and that is Strategy Sprints. And we do only one thing at Strategy Sprints, which is double your revenue in 90 days. That's all we do.
Double your revenue in 90 days sounds like a pretty good solution to me. Hey, welcome to the Business of Sales. I'm your host, Morris Sims. I have over 35 years training sales professionals who are actually business owners. And now, hey, I'm focused on helping those business owners run their businesses more effectively and efficiently in today's very fast-paced, ever-changing world. So on this show, we're going to interview some great business leaders and give you practical ideas that you can use today. So, hey, stick with us, please. We've got great things coming out, and it's going to happen right now. Simon Severino is our guest today on the Business of Sales. Simon runs a company called Strategy Sprints. It's strategysprints.com. And he's got some great things to share with us today. I can't wait to get into the conversation. An entrepreneur, a serial entrepreneur. And as I say, Simon, just tell us about it. What's up with you and what's up with Strategy Sprints?
Hey, Maurice. Hey, everybody. You know, I'm not a serial entrepreneur. I've just built one business and scaled that globally. And I have done only for 19 years, only one thing. One thing. And everybody goes like, what? One thing? I don't know. That's not possible. It's boring. Not, but it wasn't boring at all. I picked one topic 19 years ago. I was like, oh, I have to differentiate here. I was a management consultant, and there are so many on this planet. I was like, wait a moment. What's your thing? I picked one topic. I did 19 years now, nothing else than that. And I have built one business up to global scale, and that is Strategy Sprints. And we do only one thing at Strategy Sprints, which is double your revenue in 90 days. That's all we do.
Double your revenue in 90 days sounds like a pretty good solution to me.
Yes. Yes. It's the vital two things. You can either help somebody have more time or more money, or a combination of both, right? These are the two vital things. And in the end, whatever you offer is either more money on their side or more time on their side. And especially now in these hard times that we are in, these are the vital two.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Our time is our money, and our money is what provides us with time a lot of times. So, Simon, tell us a little bit about how Strategy Sprints can relate to our audience, which is we're mainly financial services professionals. And in my age growing up, we were insurance agents. But these are professionals who sell life insurance and financial services, mutual funds, and those kinds of things here in the United States. And by the way, folks, Simon is in Vienna, Austria. So it is pretty well afternoon where he is today on this show. And I'm still early in the morning here in Dallas, Texas. But Simon, tell us how Strategy Sprints can relate to our world of selling financial services.
We just helped a couple of financial advisors scale their business. One had a problem that every time they onboard a new client, getting all these papers is painful for the client and for the team. Because you need to collect all these papers, and they even had some special requirements because they are tied to an institution. And so this first week was painful for everybody. And the profit margin was really low, and the friction was high in the process. So what they started working on is how can they make this onboarding easier, faster, and how can they make it a wow? So we started thinking about the onboarding process and improving that over the course of 12 weeks. And it's changed completely. So it was from, oh my God, I'm thinking about quitting the work with this guy. The first 4 days were awful. I hate it already. To, oh, wow, I can feel now where you can bring me. And it was so easy. Thank you. And that's quite a difference, right? And that's the onboarding process. If you get the onboarding process right, then it's much easier at the highest point of their satisfaction, wherever that is. It might be after 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 120 days. We map out that customer journey and we help find out the moment of highest satisfaction on your client side, because this is the moment when you want to ask for a referral. Hey, congrats to achieving this cost reduction with our services. Congrats on achieving a better sleep with our services because you are so well insured now. And by the way, is there anybody else who needs this? Who should I talk to? And this is a simple question, but a powerful question. And it's the best way to do sales, actually, as a financial advisor, because you don't want to go out and have a Facebook ad to 10,000 people. You want to do it in a targeted way, in a trustful way, which fits your industry, right? And so you really want to start, let's say you have 18 people who are very happy with you. You really want to start asking them and asking them for two more people. And so growing it from there, and those you ask for two more people. This is how you scale a financial advisory. If you are, for example, a solopreneur or a small agency or a small team, this is the most trustful and the most elegant and the most appropriate way to scale your business. And now we are talking only the growth stage. So we think of growth stage interventions, the onboarding, the payment, how you get paid. There are different ways to get paid, and some are better than others.
Hey, y'all, hang on for just a second. I got something I just got to tell you. I'm giving away some free stuff, all right? Free stuff. I've got a copy in there of my ebook, Practical Influence, with ideas to help you improve your influence with other people. I've got some great marketing and prospecting ideas that are on an audio file, so you can listen to it while you work out or drive or whatever you'd like to. And we've also got some stuff in there on planning for 2022 to help you make 2022 your best year ever. Just go to morrissims.com/free stuff. That's morrissims.com/free stuff and get your free stuff. It's just that easy. All right, now back to the show.
Upfront is better than per month. Per result is better than per time. Second best is a monthly retainer or a percentage of the work, like the 2 and 20 of a hedge fund. Mm-hmm. Something that is related. So there are better ways to charge, and there are worse ways. And also the pricing point. We like to work on positioning. There are 8 things that we help them find out in their positioning that make it possible for them to increase their price. Because really the 2 points are, okay, how many new deals you get in per week. And then the second point is, how many referrals do you get out of your current deals? And the referral part is much cheaper. The cost of acquisition is basically zero now. The trust is much higher. And you don't need to go and do webinars with strangers or talk on radios 100 times per month if you can leverage your current relationships. And the second one, which also fits financial advisors really well, is having referral teams, having other people promote your business, which is also pretty elegant. Let's say you have, like I have 48 people right now promoting my book. I came out with a new book. It's called Strategy Sprints, where I describe exactly these things that we're talking about. And right now, as we speak, 48 people are sending an email to their email list and say, hey, my friend Simon wrote a book. And here is a special offer, and he has a growth festival with 9 speakers, and there you can get the book. And so they are sending, let's say they have 10,000 people on their mailing list. Now, 48 times 10,000 emails are getting out promoting the book, and it costs me nothing, right? And so you can either do a swap. I promote your offers, you promote my offers, or you can do affiliate partnerships. Hey, if you promote my offers, you get 20% of each purchase. And these are, again, two quite elegant and quite impactful ways to grow the business, for example, just to share two ideas of things that we are working on with financial advisors.
You know, it's amazing. There are folks out there that they get all hung up about what language they use to ask for a referral. People get all hung up on language all over the place in sales. What should I say? How should I say it? What words should I use? What words should I not use? And in reality, it all comes back down to just doing it, right? I mean, do you know two people that I should talk to? Do you have two friends that need this same kind of service that we've been able to provide for you? It doesn't require some elegant amount of language from what you're telling me. Is that correct?
Yes. Don't make it too complicated. What I like to do is to ask all the time all our clients. So in our case, we work in cycles of 90 days. And so every 30 days, we ask five questions. We ask, hey, how is our service impacting your business? How is our service impacting your life? Because, you know, even if you are just improving their business, of course, it has repercussions on their life. So we ask also that. And then I ask, what is one thing that I should improve? And then I ask, what is missing? And then I ask, what else do you need? And the last question is, who are two people that need this? That's it. These are how many? Six questions. They are now automated. They go out because we have now so many clients that I cannot talk to all of them. But I used to just ask them this via a Zoom coffee. And now it's an email asking them these things. The important thing is that you act upon it. So whatever they write in there, for example, one thing that I should improve, this becomes my task for the next week. It's the focus of next week. It's the product improvement task number one. And then we answer to that email, like, I don't know, four days later, I answer that and say, thank you, Bob. You told me that I should improve this. This is my first draft. Is this better now? So that is really important. So even more important than which words you use is, do you really act upon it? And do you close that loop?
Yeah, because if you're not going to act on it, if you're not going to do something about it, then you feel like from the standpoint of the client, you feel like you've wasted your time and your thought process to even respond to the question in the first place. So, yeah, I can see where, I mean, that's all about building relationships, isn't it? I'm not going to want to build a relationship with you if you don't respond to me.
Yes. And it's B2B, right? Financial advisory, insurance, it's B2B. And when you're in B2B, it's all about in enhancing relationships.
And it's about, do you really care? It's also B2C, but yeah, both genres, both things. We work in both areas. But yeah, no, it's all about relationships, no matter who you're talking to, I think, right?
Yeah. And if it's B2C, don't spend so much time on sales. Automate it. But if it's B2B, this is about enhancing relationship, the quality of the relationship, because now you need only, I don't know, 50 clients per year, high touch, high ticket clients. And they know how to high touch, high ticket people. Well, now it's all about the relationship.
Hey, pardon the interruption, but I got some big news for you. You guys know I'm really excited about country music star Amy Scruggs and her new song, What If It All Goes Right? Well, here's the news. The music video was just released and you can watch it on YouTube. That's right. Just go to YouTube and search Amy Scruggs and you'll see the official music video listed there. So go on, give it a try, see what you think and tell your friends about it because I think you're going to really love it. Okay. So let's get back to this week's show on the business of sales.
And you can afford it because you have high tickets. So the profit rate, the net profit rate, both the gross margin, the operating margin, and the net margin are high enough that you can afford to put a lot of time into those relationships, and you should. that's why I, for me, the difference is B2C. If it's B2C, you have a low ticket, and then you shouldn't put so much time and effort and money into the relationships, because you need thousands of clients. You cannot do that. So you have to become lean and scale it. You have to sell it from a website or having 50 other people mailing your offer.
Yeah, and that's true here in the United States with property and casualty insurance, homeowners and car insurance, a lot of times is a very low ticket kind of a thing. Our financial advisors, though, Simon, there are guys out there making 6 and 7 figures a year, building those relationships with people who may be business owners, but we're talking about them from a personal standpoint. In any case, the good news is strategy sprints will help either way, right? I mean, can you tell us more about the process that you use?
We can only help in the B2B sector. If it's B2B and you're selling a high ticket service and you need less than 100 clients per year to be successful, then yes, we can double your revenue in 90 days. If you have something that's working already, and if you can really intensely work with us, because the next 90 days, if you do that, will be your most intense project. And we will work on how you onboard your clients, on your positioning. We'll do a competitive analysis, go through your top 3 competitors, see what they are doing, then improve the packaging of the offer. In month 1, we will help you regain 10 to 14 hours per week of your time, because we want you to work on the business, not in the business. And so we have to get you out of the weeds. With those 10 to 14 hours per week, we will now work with you on creating form, fit, and function of your sales system. One part will be joint venturing and referral teams. One part will be sales, not marketing. This is all sales oriented. So how you fill your pipeline of conversations, how you move those conversations from stage 1, interest, to engagement, to 80% ready to buy, to client, to referral partner. These are the stages. And every stage will be in those 12 weeks. In every week, we will improve one stage by 1%. So a little bit improving that conversion rate, whatever you're doing right now, improving it a little bit. And so that's why it's 12 weeks, 12 sprints. And it compounds when you improve it, 1%, 1%, 1%, that compounds. And then we'll help you focus on the things that really matter. For example, I have a trilogy, the 3 strategies, and everything we filter through that. For example, you say, oh, I should do a LinkedIn campaign. Well, let's run it through the trilogy. Does it increase your frequency of your sales by 25%? Maybe. Does it increase the price you can charge by 25%? No. Does it increase the conversion rate by 25%? Probably not. So it doesn't pass the test. It has to be a full yes to one of these 3, at least. And then it will become the main focus of this week. So we help them focus, because we coach hundreds of people, and we see that how they get distracted. Because you could do so many things. You could go on Clubhouse and do some cool stuff. You can go to conferences, etc. But we help them really focus on what matters, and improving form, fit, and function of the sales system is what matters most. And later on, when they now have grown their business in a way that they are the bottleneck, then comes the scaling part. For me, it was doing around 500,000 per year. This is when I was my own bottleneck. I couldn't do just one day more. I was charging a day rate. That was a problem in itself. And I was taking on projects where I would deliver. I was the consultant. So I hit my limit somewhere around 300,000 to 500,000. That's a limit of what you can deliver. Because, you know, at that time I had to fly there and deliver. So there is just a limit of your time, 24 hours per day. When you hit that limit, now we have to fire you from operations. And that is cool, actually. It's retiring from operations. I did this 3.5 years ago. That is actually really cool. I got back 40 hours per week of my life.
That's a revelation in and of itself right there.
Yes. First thing I did with this 40 hours, I established a daily exercise routine. The second thing, I established time twice a day to play with my kids because they are small and so there it's fun to play with them. And then of course, I could now work on the sales system and on the marketing system. So I started writing a book. Now it's important that you start taking your IP seriously. What are you the expert in? So for example, if I was a financial advisor, I would pick a topic. Right now, I would pick the blockchain, obviously, because it's the one big opportunity right now. But whatever the topic is that where you want to be seen as the expert, pick that one topic. And let's say it's, I don't know, IRAs. Then write every day about IRAs. Write a story about somebody who had an IRA, but they didn't really use it well. And so make it a journey, make it something interesting to read and to be part of, and make it easy for them to ask questions. Now you have your first part of your marketing system, right?
That sounds great. It really does, Simon. I love the ideas. And you hit on something I was about to ask you about. So let me just run into that real quick here. You've been running this business now for 19 years. You've been in business for longer than that. You've got some ideas and some things that you've used over those years to help you manage your own business and manage. And that means managing yourself, right? Tell us, give us something as we wrap up here. Give us a couple of ideas that could practically help our guys on a day-to-day basis and improve their focus and improve their ability to operate and run their business more effectively and efficiently. What do you got for me?
There are three things that are really important for me: my daily habit, weekly habit, and monthly habit. And even below that, you know, we are both in an age where it's important to eat well, sleep well, and move every day. So that's the base layer, because, you know, the energy that you bring into the room, that's what the other side feels. And they want to have more of that or less of that. That's one base layer. Don't undervalue that. And then my daily, weekly, monthly habit. My daily habit is I write down how I will allocate time tomorrow. What do I do? 6 in the morning, running, 8, breakfast, 9, deep work, 11, first meetings, etc. So I write it down literally here on my iPad. And there are two questions. In the evening, 6 p.m., I stop working. And before I shut down my computer and go over to the kitchen, I have two reflective questions that this template asks me. And it's a great template that helps me a lot, and people can download it on our site. It says, Simon, what will you delegate tomorrow? And the second one is, if you would live more freely and more intentionally, what would you do? Which is where you remind yourself of the bigger things, like, oh, I wanted to write a book. I wanted to see Thailand. Whatever it is. And then I design the flow of tomorrow, triggered by these two questions. So influenced by these two questions, I write down the flow of tomorrow. Then I shut down my computer, and then I'm all with my family and with my life. And then, so the next day when I come here, I'm fully focused. I know exactly what is priority and what is to do. And the morning is more of deep work, like writing or recording things where I need to think through and make it to the end in a couple hours, 2-3 hours of deep work. And afternoon are more the frantic things like meetings, interviews, hiring interviews, being on podcasts.
Podcasts.
Yes, afternoon, only afternoon. My team cannot book me. I am on 4 podcasts per day, but only in the afternoon. Would I do that in the morning? It would completely mess up my productivity. Because in the morning, I want this deep, calm, focused work alone. Mm-hmm. And in the afternoon, the you know, the spirited, dynamic energy of having conversations. It's great, but it's not productive. It's great for sharing things and meeting amazing people, but it's a different sort of energy than just finishing a chapter of a book or writing a full contract for your, I don't know, for an expansion in another country of your product.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree completely. And it takes your best time. And if mornings are your best time of the day, man, that makes perfect sense to me. Simon, you mentioned the words deep work several times. Are you familiar with Cal Newport's book titled Deep Work?
Yes, he inspired me to call it that way. I always did it, but he gave me the words for it, and it's a great book.
Yeah, me too. I just absolutely love the work that Cal's done. A professor in computer technology, and he wrote this book. It's just absolutely wonderful. It's titled Deep Work. Author's name is Cal Newport. Is one of the three or four books that have truly inspired me as I've begun to run my own business. Simon, thank you so much, man. You've been absolutely helpful. And strategy sprints is still very intriguing to me. If some of our audience wants to get in touch with you and find out more about strategy sprints, how do we best do that? How do we find you?
Strategysprints.com is also where they can download the tools, like my daily habit, weekly habit, monthly habit. They can download it there and use it on their own. They find my book, Strategy Sprints, on Amazon right now on pre-order. And I have a daily YouTube channel. It's called Simon Severino, where they can find me every day if they like YouTube.
YouTube, Simon Severino, every day. Man, that takes a lot of your time.
Yeah, it does, but it's also fun.
And that's what work's supposed to be. It's supposed to be fun. When work is fun, then everything else kind of just falls into place.
Exactly. It needs to be, I think it needs to be aligned with the integrity of what you are here to do.
Yeah.
So, and I found my integrity when I had a very, very bad month and I was completely beaten down and I was talking to a friend and I said, you know what, this is the hardest month of my life, but I will rise to the moment. And, you know, I am here to do. And then I told him my purpose. In that moment, I said, I'm here to open doors and turn on lights. And so whatever happens, I show up tomorrow and I do this. Nothing else am I here to do. And so that month wasn't even that bad. A couple of days later, everything was fine again. But in this rock bottom situation, I touched the core of what I am all about, what my purpose is. And so I think you are right. When you know your purpose, then everything falls in line. And if your activities are aligned with that focus, it doesn't even feel like working.
It's fun. It brings it all right back to what you're here for and what your why is. I like to look at my purpose as my why. It answers the question, why are you doing what you're doing, Morris? Why in the world do you take your time to do all this? Heck, you're retired. You got a lifetime income. Why are you doing all this? Well, I'm doing all this because I want to be of service to the business owners out there and the professional salespeople of the world. I want to help them grow and do better in their business. That's what excites me. That's what turns on my engine, if you will, and gets me going. So that's my why. So I ask people all the time, Simon, what is your why? Why do you want to get up in the morning? Why do you want to do this? Why is it worth running through that brick wall? Why is it important to you? And that why needs to be wrapped in passion and fueled with emotion. And when it is, then work becomes fun.
Exactly. And I hope everybody listening right now can touch that core of what their why is. And when they plan their day tomorrow, that they align their activities around that.
That's it. You got it, my friend. Again, Simon, thank you so much for being with us here today. Have a wonderful evening. Enjoy your week. And for everybody else out there, y'all go out there and make it a great week. Have a good time. Enjoy what you do. Have fun doing it. Help some people get what they want, and that will turn around and get you what you want. Have a great week. I'll see you again next time right here on the Business of Sales.